1450 KBMW.
Hey, good morning. Coming back at you here Tuesday in full swing, October 21st. Got a cloudy sun trying to kind of peek through here. We're at 42 degrees. We're going to do what we do. I love this segment. We do it once a month. Got to check in with Cassie Miller from the Leach Home and find out what's going on with our friends out there. Cassie on the phone with me this morning. Cassie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, catch us up. What's been going on at the Leach Home, and what are we talking today? What kind of ground are we going to cover?
Yes, I like to bring up real story situations. So over this past month, I've been meeting with a lot of families about making that decision, giving them a peace of mind, having someone in a facility that you still have your independence, but yet, you know, they're able to have that oversight from us.
Right.
So I had a couple family situations and they're still, you know, thinking about it or, you know, you just want needing to make that next step and they don't know how to do that.
Right.
Yeah. So we're here to help with that process and there's no commitment. I always tell the families, you know, if you're going on vacation for a weekend, let's try it out over the weekend or let's try it for a couple days during the week. You just pay by the day and see how it goes.
Boy, that is a great option to have, Cassie. And I know you and I have talked about this before and we're kind of defining terms here. You're not really an assisted living facility. There is a difference with the Leach Home. Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. It is confusing because basic care is only in North Dakota, so you really should not be real familiar with it. Assisted living and basic care are similar. They're both independent living, where a skilled facility is also called a nursing home, and that's where you get all assistance. And, of course, you're going to pay more for that, assistance that you're needed.
Right. And again, there is a difference, correct?
There is a difference, yes.
Okay.
And I always say, if you don't get your loved one into a facility where they can be independent, it's going to turn into being they're going to need a nursing home.
Sure.
So sometimes it's hard. They're not ready. But, you know, nobody is ever ready. And they like to have that choice. So if you give them options and let them, you know, work through that, it seems to go better.
Right. And again, you're talking a decision that's, again, it's never easy, but you and the staff at the Leach Home seem to kind of take a lot of the wrinkles out of it to where you make a difficult situation a little bit easier. You seem to have the touch there.
Absolutely. And I always make the joke when I'm visiting with someone, you know, no one's really excited to see me. I don't take it offensively,
yeah.
But we will love your loved one as you guys do and just kind of make the best of the situation. We know it's hard, you know, we're with you along the whole way.
Well, and that's where I think having options is definitely a plus. And you're offering, like you said, if you want to try it out for the day, if you want to try it out for the weekend, let's just see how
Absolutely.
It goes. And that's, that's something that not a lot of people or a lot of places offer. So that
right.
is kind of unique to you, right?
It is. It is. And we do see that a lot, you know, and sometimes then they'll come in and say, well, I guess it's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have to come here, I'm familiar with it, you know, and I know what's expected.
Right. And that, boy, that's as far as peace of mind, that's kind of what a lot of people are chasing with this too. And when I say people, I'm meaning families and people with a loved one there. Just that peace
Absolutely.
Of mind. You can't put a price on that, can you?
No. And sometimes it's that hard love where you say, you know, I worry about you. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make sure that someone has oversight of you 24/7, but yet you still have the freedom to come and go.
Correct. And I love that. I love that description. So, Cassie, if there are people listening to this and they're going, I need to know more about the Leach Home because you are truly unique there. What can they do? They just give you a call or they stop in or can they do both?
Absolutely. All of our staff are trained to give tours and answer questions that you might have. Literally stop in at any time. It gets difficult because our facility is fairly full. Right now we only have two openings. So, you know, don't wait. Call to get some questions answered, and you can call us at any time at 701-642-4283.
Cassie, always great to talk with you. Keep doing what you're doing out there because you're doing it well, and I can't wait for our conversation in November.
Yes, thanks, Bill. And don't forget, everyone listening, to swing on out Thanksgiving. Jeez, I'm a holiday ahead.
You're getting ahead of us, yeah.
Halloween on October 31st. We are going to change the time a little bit. It'll be 4 to 6, just so we can get all of our residents fed on time. But we have a little special thing this year. We're going to grill hot dogs. So those families that are rushing to get their kids out trick-or-treating, you'll have that option to give them a nourishing meal.
Wow, stop out and have some supper. I love that. Cassie,
yes,
listen,
yes.
Be well, and we'll talk again in November, okay?
Same to you. Thanks, Bill.
That is Cassie Miller from the Leach Home. We talk with Cassie once a month. Always great information. Like she said, you got any questions, give them a call or stop in. It's 942 here at the Voice of the Valley.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet,